Hi, this is Corinne Cohn reporting for Broadway Showbiz Podcast, Broadway Showbiz Radio. Last night, I had great fortune to see an award-winning play, Lucy Kirkwood's astonishing play at Manhattan Theatre Club, which ran originally at the Royal Court Theatre in London. This is a Royal Court production playing now at Manhattan Theatre Club. There are spoilers here, just to let you know. The story revolves around three scientists that haven't seen each other in 30 years. And one scientist comes back to see the other two scientists that are a married couple. And what she's trying to do is bring them to this nuclear power plant where they worked to try to fix some problems. There's been, I guess, a nuclear leak or some kind of disaster. And it's between this meltdown has created chaos throughout, you know, this English area. We don't know exactly where in England. It's supposed to be off an island. And there's been a nuclear meltdown. And people are getting cancer. And it's about the relationship between these three people. And they're trying to save the younger generation. They're trying to save, you know, the children of theirs or their, you know, the people that they're related to. And the older woman that comes back, she never married, and she has decided that she's going to, you know, she's already sick and has lost her hair. She had breast cancer and they did it out of precaution, and she lost all her hair from chemotherapy. There's a scene in the show where she, you know, her wig falls off, and she's, you know, completely bald underneath the wig, which was very hard to watch. Anyway, the show is well written. It's a very interesting story. There are some funny moments that keep you from being totally depressed because the story is about the devastation and trying to prevent this devastation from occurring. And the relationships between the three people, but the whole point of the play was they were going to try to save the children, the next generation. The show was excellent. I loved the actors. All three were excellent, working well together. And the set is very minimal. I guess they've basically left their house in I guess the city to go to this little beach resort area, which was like I guess maybe the summer location. And it's kind of, you know, shows that it's on a tilt. Maybe there was flooding and possibly the nuclear explosion has also cracked, you know, they're on the fault line of some sort, and their furniture is all ripped apart. It shows that they're living in a very minimal space and dealing with very little. They're trying to figure out what to do in order to save the next generation. I really like the play. I think it's an 84 out of 100. It's entertaining and thought-provoking, and it's only playing through February 4th at Manhattan Theatre Club's Broadway Theatre. I think you should go and get your tickets to see The Children. This is Corinne Cohn reporting for Broadway Showbiz.